repeat after me. Bugger off.
Bugger off.
Sod.
Sod.
Bloody.
Bloody.
Now put them all together. Bugger off, you bloody sod.
Bugger off, you bloody sod.
Okay, you're in.
Let's smash things up.
Every Saturday, from noon to 1 p.m., listen to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM, UBC Radio in Vancouver.
To CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Good afternoon, all. Welcome to Generation Annihilation here on CITR 101.9 FM. And we can be tuned in 88.5 FM in cable. And we can be tuned in on your television if you have TELUS Digital TV on channel 717. And we're always streaming live over the World Wide Web, www.citr.ca. Where there is a will, there is a way. There's lots of fine ways to pick up the program here at CITR Radio. And yes, this is the this show is Generation Annihilation, and my name is Aaron. I wasn't in the studio last week doing the show, so thanks to Fote for doing it. Maybe you heard it. It was pretty good, and it was pretty good when he was up here on Tuesday filling in on the Flex Your Head show. And yeah, we'll be having Fote back very soon, possibly next weekend. And in the upcoming weekends, yeah, lots of good tunes, lots of good punk planned for this show. And in this particular show, we start things off with the Ejected, or no, the Upright Citizens from the Future, Make the Future Mine Is Yours Now or Never, a good classic hardcore punk out of Germany. I put that one on last night, and yeah, I hadn't heard it for a while. And yeah, I got to see Doom last Sunday in Seattle, Washington. Good show, good road trip. Yes, Doom were what I expected. Total UK crust punk. Little did I know when I heard Doom, I guess about a good 24 years ago on a compilation tape. Trying to remember the name of it. Can't remember, but they had three songs featured on that. I never had any idea that I'd be seeing them in my late 30s, but then again, I never thought about being my late 30s, and yeah, it always shocks me. It's how much time has flown by all these years. Yeah. Anyways, let's not get philosophical. Let's get all back into the music, shall we? We're going to hear another one that I busted out last night that I haven't heard in quite some time. Talking about the second record by the Ejected out of London, England. It's going back to 1984. The name of it was called The Spirit of Rebellion. And yeah, I forgot how much I like it. Great, great album. So without further ado, let's get into it. Let's get into the Ejected. Here we go.
Does anybody care about the Afghan rebels? We fucking care about the Afghan rebels. You should be giving guns to the Afghan rebels. The song's for them. I'm running for them. Does anybody care about the Afghan rebels? I fucking care about the Afghan rebels. Should be giving guns to the Afghan rebels. The song's for them. I'm running for them.
is erected wrong. I think you such a photo to another from your soul. They say my back is broken, I might lose the pain. And I'm as scared of what you'll take as your bumper brain. Must be punished, so where's my breakfast beer? I can't say I've no feelings, my knees are acting wrong. I think this guy's a photo to another from your soul. They say my back is broken, I might lose the pain. And on a scale of 1 to 10, that's your fun, my brain.
Cause that's the world. Of CITR and receive great discounts at businesses around Vancouver.
Your Friends of CITR card will net you discounts downtown at 212 Productions, Beat Street Records, Blim, Dream Apparel, The Fall Tattooing, Heart and Soul Clothing Incorporated, Hits Boutique, Pacific Cinema Tech, Scratch Records, True Value Vintage, Vinyl Records, and Zoo Shop.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To find out more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus or visit us online at citr.ca.
Generation Annihilation and CITR. At the start of the set, we heard from the Ejected, four-piece out of Dagenham, England, and this one came out in 1984, full-length on Riot City Records, Afghan Rebels. And actually listening to this last night and reading the liner notes, it says, I understand this record a little bit more. It says, the spirit of rebellion is in everyone for different reasons and different purposes, whether it's rebelling against war, racism, terrorism, dictatorship, communism, pornography, drugs, or just the system. It's all here on this album. But some people do more than just sing about it. Think about it. And if you look at the album cover, it shows a gun and a flag. One flag is holding a tank. One flag is displaying a tank, and the other is a peace dove. And this record was produced by Nicky Garrett of the UK Subs, and I actually asked him about this record, and he said this band was a little bit different to work with because one of the members was very apolitical, and one was a right-wing extremist, and one was a left-wing extremist, and you hear all different sort of points of view on this record called The Spirit of Rebellion, which came out in 1984. Yeah, it wasn't as quite as punk rock as their first one, of course. Most second albums usually aren't, but yeah, this is still a great record. There's some great punk songs on it, and there's some slower reggae songs that are pretty good on it, and yeah, it's a good record, so check it out if you get the chance. Probably won't find it on vinyl. Actually, there's a copy sitting at Audiopile on Commercial Drive. It's $50, but I don't know, mine is a bootleg, and you can get the CD on Captain Oi Records by The Ejected. And we followed off with Kicker from the Broke 7-inch. Their second 7-inch, their first one is on Tank Crimes, this one is on Inimical. Heard of the title track, and I've talked about this band before, Pete the Roadie, long UK punk veteran on vocals. I think it might even be his first band. He's roadied for lots of bands, including Citizen Fish, who we heard in that last set. Following Kicker, we heard from the Goods release, we heard a track called Free Speech. And we ended off with The Astronauts, a brand new reissue for 2011 on La Vida S. Unmuse Records. And we heard a track called, what was it called here? I wrote down the wrong song. It was called Amplified World, that's right. And, yeah, my reason for getting it wrong, blame the record. The track's listings are different on the actual LP than it is on the record label. But, yeah, there you go. The Astronauts. And I got this one while in Seattle last weekend, and I got it at none other than the Fine Singles Going Records Steady Record Store down on 2nd Avenue in Belltown in Seattle, Washington. Always a lot of good finds there, new and used, including this one I found, the latest 7-inch by Off.
I can't choose it! I sort of love, you know, music, ambient French, music.
I'm your host, Mr. Steeston Mike. Welcome to the Flex Your Head Show on CITR 101.9 FM here in Vancouver. I'm here every Tuesday,
6 to 8 p.m.
playing some punk and hardcore for you. If you want to hear something, feel free to give me a call at 604-822-2487 or swing by flexyourhead.net and send us an email with a request.
Yeah. How much do you know about bikes? Everything? Perfect. Nothing at all? Even better. At the UBC Bike Kitchen, you can use our space and tools to do your own bike maintenance, get one-on-one instruction on how to fix your bike yourself, or drop your bike off for us to repair. You can also buy a fully refurbished, guaranteed used bicycle, or a variety of new and used parts and accessories. The Bike Kitchen is UBC's non-profit, student-owned, full-service bike shop. We're located in the basement of the Student Union Building. Just look for the stairwell on the north side of the sub across from Gage Towers, or search for the UBC Bike Kitchen on Facebook. Stop by the Bike Kitchen and then get riding.
Generation Annihilation. At the start of that set, we heard from Off from their latest 7-inch release. I got the 5 7-inch box sets, which came out on Vice Records, and this is a 2-song 7-inch on Southern Lord Records, brand new for 2011. We had a track called Compared to What, and Off played here a while back. Great set, super group featuring Keith Morris from the Circle Jerks, followed with the latest from Career Suicide out of Toronto, Ontario. Brand new for 2011. This was recorded a few years back. Title track of their 7-inch on Dirtnap Records, Cherry Beach. And yeah, I think Career Suicide are still going. Career Suicide, a reoccurring band that we've been playing since their first incarnations in 2002 on the show. And we follow with the Smart Cops. And this is their latest release on Sorry State Records. It's a full-length 12-inch release. And my Italian sucks, but my pronunciation of it is Per Prodigy Acer Evi, and it's on 180-gram vinyl, and we heard a track called Real to Caracami. So yeah, Smart Cops out of Italy. And we followed that set. We ended it with the Black Market Babies, classic act from Washington, D.C., and this is a new release from Dr. Strange Records. It's got two studio tracks recorded way back when. And then we heard a live track, Killing Time. Not sure when that one was recorded, but yes, Black Market Babies. Black Market Baby, an act that preceded the whole DC hardcore scene, if you can believe it. And I always say it late in the show, or I have sometimes, that the request line up here is 604-822-2487. That is 604-UBC-CITR. But better late than never, and we just got a request in that last set, so we're going to fill it. This is brand new from Agnostic Front. Here we go.
know what's up at UBC? Read the UBC. It's only the largest student newspaper in Western Canada, and it's written and edited entirely by UBC students. The UBC is your source for on-campus news, culture, and sports. New editions come out every Monday and Thursday. For breaking news as well as amazing videos and blogs, check out ubc.ca.
All right, and you can check out playlists and podcasts of this show here. You're listening to Generation Annihilation, www.generationannihilation.com. And, yeah, in that last set, we heard from... where did we start there? We started from Agnostic Front, brand new, My Life, My Way, Agnostic Front, long-running... New York City hardcore act. We heard a track called Self Pride, followed with Youth, Youth, Youth... Probably my favorite Canadian hardcore band ever, White Reggae from the Toronto Hardcore cassette vinyl reissue. And we heard from No Problem after that, recent favorite of the Generation Annihilation show, full-length album on Deranged Records. We heard a track called Enemies, and then we heard from the Young Lions, another act from the Toronto Hardcore cassette vinyl 12-inch compilation. Live Your Life was the name of the track. And we ended that set off with No Static from their self-titled 12-inch release on Prank Records. I picked this up. Singles Going Steady last week. I really dig it. Kind of reminds me of De Kreutzen, an act from Milwaukee, Wisconsin, especially with those super high, squealy, raspy kind of vocals. But De Kreutzen's singer was a man, and that girl, that's a girl singing on that. I have to look into it. Yeah, No Static from California, and they'll be coming here June 18th, and they'll be playing with Martyrdid from Sweden, and they'll also be playing with Locals, The Spectres, Unlearn, and Vacant States, and yeah, they will be coming Saturday, June 18th. Location to be announced. It was originally supposed to be at the Red Gate, but apparently the Red Gate are having some problems. So, yeah, let's hope for the best. Let's hope they find a good venue for that show, for those touring bands and those fine local bands. And, yeah, I got about another 7 minutes to go on the show, so we're going to leave you with a couple more. Like I said, I saw Doom last week in Seattle, Washington, and we're going to hear a track from them. And the song we're going to hear is called After the Bomb, but before we hear their version, we're going to hear a brand new version by a local goat metal act called Necroholocaust, and it's off a very heavy 7-inch called Bestial Laceration of Anal Cunts, and it's a split with Godslaying Hellblast, and yeah, it's on a record label called Hate and Murder Productions. And then after that, we're going to hear the demo version of Doom's After the Bombs, and that should pretty much wind up the Generation Annihilation show in time for Power Chord. So yes, Necroholocaust, and then Doom doing After the Bomb. Here we go.
Bring. After the Bomb.
All right, winding up another edition of Generation Annihilation, and we heard a double shot of After the Bomb. And, yeah, first of off, we heard Canada's own, our locals, local Vancouver, BC, Canada, Goat Metal Act, Necro Holocaust from their Laceration of Anal Cunts, or Bestial Laceration of Anal Cunts release with God Slaying Hellbast, we heard a track called After the Bomb. Then we heard the Doom from the 1987 demo, Doom from the Start. We heard their version of After the Bomb. And, what was I going to say? You heard a bit of a delay there. So, my reason being, well, I had it queuing on the wrong side because the label was on the wrong side. So I just wanted to make sure that I played those two songs back to back, even if there was a bit of a gap. So anyways, tonight at the Rickshaw Theater, like I said, DOA, Knucklehead, the Jolts, part of DOA's brand new, book, History or the early years of DOA. So yeah, that's at the Rickshaw Theater tonight. And Chaos and Teos Festival going on this weekend. If you're in town listening to this, you're probably wishing you were there. But I don't know, maybe to make up for it, you might want to check out the Seattle Sound Fest, August 19th to 22nd, just across the border there. And you got the Dickies, U.S. Bombs, Cro-Mags, Angelic Upstarts, Zero Boys, Reagan Youth. Yeah, be a good show. So, if you missed out on Chaos and Tejas, that's your comeuppance, if you will. So, yeah, we're going to hear the other side of the Bestial Laceration of Anal Cunts 7-inch. This is God Slaying Hellbast. And stay tuned for Power Chord up next with the almighty Metal Ron. Here we go.
Fly away! Go through them! right, hello and welcome to Power Chord. I'm your host, Metal Ron. Man, I haven't had the chance to say that in a long time. And I'm doing a solo show. I haven't done this in, since the Stone Age, I guess. Well, not that long, but long.